CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings or advisories, according to the National Weather Service. Some say enjoy it. It's just part of summer.
I'm glad it's hot. I'd rather be hot than cold.
We dream for these kinds of days, and then when they get here, we're like, oh man, it's too hot.
They're celebrating the kickoff of the season at the Summer Solstice Music Festival in South Jersey. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Tammy Souza has more on the heat.
Heat advisory is in effect through tonight, but look what happened while we were sleeping. They took that excessive heat watch and they kicked it up to an excessive heat warning. This is mainly the I-95 corridor, every place that is heavily populated with a lot of buildings, a lot of pavement, a lot of asphalt, where it can really hold that heat in.
Former President Donald Trump is making a push for conservative votes at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C.
We need Christian voters to turn out in the largest numbers ever to tell crooked Joe Biden, Joe, the apprentice, Joe, you're fired. You're fired, Joe. Get out of here, Joe.
Trump and President Biden will meet for their first 2024 debate on Thursday. The president is preparing at Camp David this weekend. The man who attacked the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with a hammer in their San Francisco home, David DePap, was also found guilty in state court after his federal conviction last month. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The federal charges are related to the fact that Nancy Pelosi was a federal official. DePap's lawyers never disputed the charges, only that he didn't arrive at Nancy Pelosi's house in her official role as House Speaker, but because he believed in all sorts of right-wing conspiracy theories about child rape perpetrated by Democrats that even involved the actor Tom Hanks. His defense lawyers painted a picture of a very disturbed man caught up in the delusions of QAnon and the Proud Boys.
He was found guilty of all five state charges. Israel says it attacked two Hamas sites in Gaza City. A Palestinian hospital official says more than three dozen were killed. The BBC's Yolan Nell.
In Atufah neighborhood, we're also hearing that houses there have been destroyed. These are larger Israeli strikes than we've seen in those areas in recent days, although Ashanti camp was also hit yesterday. There are some reports in the Israeli media that the Israeli military has been targeting a senior commander in Hamas in Gaza, but no comment on that from Hamas.
Emergency workers are still searching for survivors after today's attack. At least 25 Palestinians were killed in yesterday's strike. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Singer Justin Timberlake is making amends.
Justin Timberlake is apologizing to fans after his drunk driving arrest in the Hamptons. At a Chicago concert, he said it's been a tough week. Timberlake's glassy-eyed mugshot went viral. He had already told his behind-the-stage crew that he was sorry, but this was his first performance since his arrest on Tuesday. The 43-year-old 10-time Grammy winner is on his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. Allison Keys, CBS News.
A major hotel chain is seeing some travel trends this summer. AAA predicts July 4th holiday week will travel will set a record as more Americans hit the road. Omni Hotels and Resorts is seeing the same as leisure travel at the brand's properties has spiked 30% over last summer. Omni has introduced a new program this summer. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain. Lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, up near 80 for Sunday. Monday, sunshine and a high of 73. Showers and storms return for Tuesday, and we'll be back into the mid to upper 80s. Currently, 75 degrees.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Just wait. Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
I hear this song, it kind of gives me a swag to my walk. Dion and Wonder at WRJN. Our goal here is to be Racine's source for all things local. So if your nonprofit group is holding an event that you think everyone should know about, tell me. Email me the details to info@wrjn.com. And you know what? We'll work it into our schedule. Try to give us a week or two lead on that, all right?
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You probably already know that Rosetta Stone is one of the best ways to learn a language. But did you also know that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages? You can dabble in French, try German, learn Japanese or Swedish, and then prepare for all your upcoming travels using Rosetta Stone. And right now, you can get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase, and then you can learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine.
You can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
can never find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
she was just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day.
Studebakers in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebakers Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.